We are coming to the last verse of the 15th chapter of 1 Samuel, verse 35. The setting for this passage is that Saul has just disobeyed God in that he did not destroy all of the things that he captured from the Amalekites. He destroyed all the people except the king, and he destroyed all the worst of the stock, but he kept the best of the animals, and he kept them ostensibly for the purpose of offering a sacrifice to God. Samuel comes to Saul and tells him that he's done wrong, that he sinned, that he disobeyed God. And Saul, first of all, tries to defend himself by saying, well, I kept these things because the people wanted me to. They wanted a sacrifice to God, and we're offering a sacrifice to God. But Samuel shows him that obedience is much more important than giving a sacrifice to God. In the 22nd verse, he said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. So this was the crowning act of Saul in disobeying God, to really cut himself out of God's approval and God allowing him to continue to be king. From this point on, it seems that God is against Saul. And so then Samuel went ahead and slew Agag, the king of the Amalekites, the act that Saul should have done. And in verse 35, the last verse of chapter 15, and Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. Now, Samuel came no more to see Saul means that he made no more positive effort to see Saul in a way to work with him, to be an assistant to him, to in any way as condone what he has been doing. He did maybe see him on some incidental occasions at later times, but never for the purpose of having actual communion with Saul. And this mourned Samuel. Samuel mourned for Saul. Now this is rather strange, it seems, on the surface, that Samuel would be mourning Saul, but no doubt Samuel was very displeased with the fact that this king did not work out. Very displeased with the fact that Saul had so much promise, he had so much opportunity to be great, to be a true servant of God, and yet he failed in that. His heart really wasn't in the service of God. And, of course, his mourning for Saul would also include a mourning for the nation, for the sad state of affairs that this nation had come into because of his sin and his failure to follow after God. So we see that it is most proper for God's people to be in a mournful state, to be in a sad state at others who have fallen by the wayside, at others who have failed to serve God, rather than to have an air of haughtiness, an air of pride, and a feeling of self-confidence at someone else's failure and weakness. And the Lord repented that he'd made Saul king over Israel. The Lord was unhappy with this state also, and he was sorry that he had made Saul king over Israel. That is, this thing of Saul's being king had not worked out to the best interest of God and the best interest of God's people, and so it brought about a state of mind on the part of God in which he was not satisfied with Saul as king. Now we move into chapter 16, and the Lord